We have Mike Saylor here with us with his brother Chris Cameron, who is from Bradford Woods, I believe. Did I get that right?
Yes.
I'm glad. How are you, Chris?
Good.
How's your voice sound? It sounds good to me. How old are you?
10.
And before I forget, is there anybody else in your family or any friends or anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
No.
Well, that's cool. Let me say hello to Mike and offer him that same opportunity. Before I forget, where are you from, Mike?
I'm from up in Allison Park there, and I'll give a shout out to Chris's mom for him and his aunt and his grandpa.
Well, it's nice to have both of you here. How long have you two been matched?
For about, like, 3 years.
That's a long time to be together. Can you tell me what it was like when you first met?
No, not really.
No? What was the very first thing you did together? Do you remember?
Yes. We went out to a baseball field and threw frisbees.
Really? That's pretty good. Did you already play frisbee before?
No.
You met him. So you were, was that the first time ever?
Mm-hmm.
And how was it?
Good.
It takes a while. What, do you like frisbee a lot?
Oh yeah, I play it myself, but that was more so just to get used to Chris. All I knew at that time was that he liked sports, so it's one of those things where we kind of took it in the stride and figured out what he liked doing.
That's great. What other sports do you like?
Football, baseball, and hockey.
Wow, that's a lot of sports. Do you play on teams in any of them?
No.
That's quite a bit. So what prompted you to be a big brother?
Honestly, I just enjoyed working with kids. And when I was young, I actually saw it on Arthur. They had like the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And always thought it seemed like a pretty cool program. So
that's great. What do you do for a living?
I'm a civil engineer for Michael Baker.
My goodness. I worked for Michael Baker a long time ago as an environmental engineer, believe it or not, giving us something in common. Now you're in Moon, I would imagine, right?
I live up in Allison Park, up Route 8 a little bit.
Okay, but the offices for Michael Baker, are they in Moon?
Yes.
Okay. I was in Beaver way back when, in the company's early history. That's quite a coincidence. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
I want to be a scientist.
How come?
I don't know. Mike just inspired me because he was an engineer and I wanted to just go off of his style.
That's great to hear. Do you have a sense of what Mike's job is like? Have you ever gone to work with him?
No.
He mostly focuses on billable hours. Two projects, right?
No. Oh, yeah.
a civil engineer builds things. And what do you do? What's your specialty?
Yeah, so I'm a geotech engineer from there where I work with a lot of soils. So we do landslide work, foundation design, things like that. And I actually had the opportunity to give a talk at Chris's school about landslides.
Oh, how cool is that? what are you learning in science last year? Like, what kinds of things did you learn?
We learned some biology. We learned about space, which was my favorite thing. We learned about a little bit of engineering, some weather and electricity. That was it.
Wow, that's a big unit. So have you guys ever spent time inside doing anything? Like if you can't go outside and play sports, like throw a frisbee, what might you do together?
Once we watched a movie called Moana. We played Wii Sports. And
yeah, we've also gone to like the Science Center, various museums and all that. Yeah. Chris always likes the fire ones that they do at the Science Center.
What are those like, Chris? I haven't seen those.
They're pretty fun.
What do you do?
You just play around and look at stuff.
Very cool. It's been a long time since I've been to the Science Center, and usually when I go there, it's to go there for a meeting to do something. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
No.
So this is pretty cool to have a brother to hang out with. How has your life changed? You're old enough to remember what it was like before you knew Chris compared with now. Is it different since, you know, before you knew him? And now I imagine it's changed in some ways.
I don't really know.
Well, let me ask, I'm going to ask your big brother, how have things changed for you, Mike?
It's been cool seeing Chris mature and kind of grow up. When we first got matched, he was always very hesitant, very kind of standoffish. And you can see that as the time's gone by, he's become more confident with going up to people and being like, hey, can I try this? And then also just being willing to try, you know, different activities I used to be afraid of. It's one of those things that he's just kind of growing into his shoes.
Oh, that's great. And it's got to be fun to have somebody else to hang out with and to learn from, too. How do you guys keep in touch? You probably see each other every couple of weeks or so?
Yeah.
But do you talk in between those times, too?
Sometimes.
How do you do it?
By either calling or he texts my mom.
Oh, that's really nice. We also have with us Kristen Pace from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Larry.
And it's nice to have you here giving up yet another Saturday. I never think about it, but you probably worked Monday through Friday, and here you are.
That's okay. I'd love to come on the show and highlight great matches like these guys. They're a great representation of everything we do. And, you know, they don't say enough about themselves. Mike does such a great job. You know, Chris said he's interested in science. So Mike really tries to gear their outings around things that, you know, Chris would enjoy. They've, you know, what did you guys set off? Rocket ships and
bottle rockets
and, you know, all kinds of fun stuff. So I think Mike's doing a great job, and they have a wonderful friendship.
Can you hold up all your fingers for a minute? Are they all okay? There's all 10 are still there. It's okay. I never got to do that when I was a kid. I always wanted to, though. That's got to be a lot of fun. Have you done anything else like with science together?
What do you mean?
Well, like, have you've shot off bottle rockets? Have you done other things like that, kind of that make use of, you know, what you know about science or technology?
Yes.
Tell me some of the things you've done.
Like all the things we've done on our outings?
Yeah, or just something that was fun that you did.
I like going to West Virginia and camping at Seneca Rocks.
Oh, it's really nice there. Have you ever gone over the New River Gorge Bridge, which is out there? It's a big, long bridge, and you could climb, or you can actually bungee jump. I'd be a little afraid to do that. But what do you like about camping?
I like, when we did it, we went with Mike's dad and Mike's
nephew.
How nice.
And we made hot cocoa on like a camping stove.
That's great. And did you stay overnight too?
Yeah.
Was it scary? Had you ever camped before that?
No.
Was it scary to stay overnight?
No.
I wouldn't think so. Were you cold or?
Yes, and I don't usually get very cold. I was shivering.
Yeah, I don't usually get very cold either, but at night it can get super cold like that. Do you think you would do it again?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, I have some presents for you. I have a Saturday Light Brigade sticker, a big sticker, and a radio patch, which commemorates your being here a Youth Express button. I'm full of every kind of thing imaginable. And this is a pass for the Children's Museum. And there's an area called Make Shop, which is a makerspace with a 3D printer. There's circuitry and other things that I think you would really like based on our conversation. And there's lots of other stuff in the museum, a water play area where you can experiment with fluid flow. Maybe, Mike will tell you about the Bernoulli equation or something like that, which is something involving fluid flow. He'll talk about porosity and all these things. It's so nice to have you here, Chris. You seem really happy with Mike. The two of you seem like you've been together your whole life. And Mike, would you, somebody, an adult might be listening that is kind of on the fence about whether they would like to do this, to be a big, would you have any advice for them?
I'd certainly encourage them to do it. It's one of those experiences where you get to see them grow up, come into their own, and it's just very cool because one thing is that you get to experience, you know, your own childhood growing up a little bit, and you get to pass that on to them. So it's just very rewarding.
It's great. And do you have any advice for kids that might be wondering if they want to get involved in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program?
Ask your mom or dad if you could do Big Brothers, Big Sister, Greater Pittsburgh, and just have fun doing it.
And let me turn to Kristen and ask, is there anything coming up that we should mention?
Always things coming up. Right now we're in trying to recruit. We have a high school program where you sort of mentor online at Brashear High School, and we need 100 new mentors for that program. So that's our big push right now. When school starts, we have school-based mentoring. So we're always looking for bigs that will take 1 hour during their lunch at work and go to a school and work with kids. So always, always in need of volunteers, especially male volunteers. And as far as at the agency, we have exciting in October. We have a great big fundraising event called Illumination. Ooh. And tons of fun. So go on our website and you can find out more about that.
And that's bbbspgh.org. Did I get that right?
That's right.
And you'd think after all these years, I wouldn't be so hesitant. bbbspgh.org. You can also get a chance to see a picture of Chris and Mike on our Facebook page. Anything else either of you wanted to say? They looked at each other and they're satisfied. Thank you so much for being with us today.